Hello, hello, and welcome to the Embody Your Soul podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Shelley, also known as the Modern Medium. And the mission of this podcast is to create a space for us all where we can tap in and discover how we can connect to our divine selves through spiritual connection and best practices. If you are new here, thank you so much for finding me. And if you are a regular listener, thank you so much for coming back every week to listen in on the magic. If you haven't already, follow me wherever you get your podcasts and share it with your friends, family, coworkers, soul sisters, soul brothers, soul family, whoever is into and down for the magic. Follow me on Instagram at themodernmedium_. And if you are looking for ways to work with me, one-on-one or in a group setting, head to my website at themodernmedium.co or simply email me at hello@themodernmedium.co, or you can DM me as well. Hello, hello. That was a big, juicy intro. And also, thank you for being so patient with me. I know I've been kind of off the grid with my podcast. I had my birthday week and just so much. I've just been going through a lot personally, and I'm actually very excited to share this episode and share these beautiful insights. I've been trying to chew through what to share and what to talk about. I haven't really had any guests like in the docket, and I'm kind of collecting guests and like nurturing relationships for future guests to come on. And I've had these topics that I've thought about and felt sharing on my podcast, but they just didn't feel right. They felt good at first and didn't. And I don't know. I have also wanted to really give myself a lot of grace and space. And as I tell you guys a lot, and this is why I love you and your support so much, is I'm a one-woman show. And I give myself extra, extra grace. And I really am so anti pushing myself past my limit when it comes to producing this podcast and even with my business in general. This is supposed to be something that is fun. I want joy out of this podcast. I want to feel really good about it. And I just like, I'm a pure generator in human design. So if that gives you any context, like, what I do when it comes to building my life and building my career, I have to find the joy in it, and I have to put joy in it. And if I am not feeling inspired, then I'm not going to do it. I'm going to nurture myself or find inspiration elsewhere. And so, again, I just thank you for being so patient and being here. And these insights that I learned from my psychiatrist, love him so much, and he has been a support that is so soul aligned and so divine. Like, I really am so, so, so grateful for my psychiatrist. And it's interesting because I feel slightly nervous to even announce that I have a psychiatrist. I think there is this funny traditional stigma where it's taboo to say that you have one or you see one, because then that means that something's wrong with you. And I just really want to speak against that. There is nothing wrong with me. And that is actually something I will be speaking to in this podcast. And when I say there's nothing wrong with me, there's also nothing wrong with you, whether you see a psychiatrist or not. And just like how I speak so strongly that I am a psychic medium and I do this work, when I say that, I'm healing generations forward and backward. Because, and I'm sure you've heard me talk about it if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, is if you continue to stifle this part of you and not own it with love, dignity, and courage, then you're hurting yourself. And I know it may sound very grand, but it's true. You're stifling and you're hurting, and you're not you're not helping to heal the generations before you and after you. And so that's why I am so strong-willed about this. And this was something I learned from my dear friend and colleague. And he was even like my therapist for a bit, Dr. Stephen Farmer, who's been on this podcast, where working with your ancestors, you heal forward and backwards when you heal. So anyways, I know that me addressing my beautiful edges of mental and emotional, you know, whatever it is, I don't even want to say ailments, just like what the cards I've been given. I'm not hindered by them. I'm not ashamed by it. And I think, in fact, like, it just gives me a super, I have superpowers. We all have superpowers. It's just about finding our superpowers and knowing that we are such beautiful, sensitive creatures. So anyways, I'm going to talk about pretty much my last session with him. And I haven't stopped sharing these insights with friends. And I thought this would be really powerful to share on the podcast. And I'm going to say too, like, every single session I have with him, which also has changed the game. First of all, it's great because now I do not live far from him anymore. I used to live in LA. Now I live in Orange County. He's based in the same city that I live in. So now I see him in person and it's life changing. So if you are having trouble with having very effective sessions with your therapist or practitioner, to be honest, make the drive or make the effort, pay the extra, whatever it is, do whatever you can to see this person in person. Because for me, I'm ADHD. So yeah, I could be talking to him on the phone, but I can still be dicking around on my computer, on my phone, doing other things. And so literally seeing him in person and being forced to be in a room and make eye contact and just be there is huge for me. And so I fully, fully recommend that. And I know there are these platforms, which I think is beautiful, that make therapy accessible. But I'm only saying this, like, if you're having a difficult time, like, getting the most out of your sessions, with, like, your practitioner, your therapist. And also, I guess, like, that even kind of speaks to me. Like, if I know a lot of my business is online, and I hope to do everything I can to make sure that our sessions together are engaging and you are in an experience and you're so seen and taken care of, so we forget that we're online. And I repeated it so many times in the last few weeks, but if you are in my area, you can see me in person. And that's also one of the reasons why I'm so excited to offer in person as well, because you are kind of forced to be there with me face to face in the flesh. You are forced to really just be. But don't worry, because you're in really safe hands, and it's my absolute honor, and I have so much reverence for the work I get to do. So you're in good hands when I see you, in whatever context that is. I guess I'm kind of going in and out of, like, the topic, but I'm just really flowing with spirit right now. I feel so, so good. So anyways, I guess to get into, actually, you know what I should mention before? If you're listening to this, my group coaching program, Meet Your Spirit Guides, has already begun. And don't worry, because I'll be doing it again. Like, I'm going to be doing a million more rounds, and I'm so excited about it. And this first round is going to be awesome. I'm kind of, like, playing with the space I have, and I'm just really tapping into, like, my crazy creative ideas. And I'm like, well, why don't we do it this way? So I'm featuring guest practitioners every now and then to teach their magic, and magic that I've learned so much from, because I love giving credit where it's due. We're doing office hours on Voxer. We're doing office hours on Zoom. We're doing lessons and teaching and practice sessions. And it's just going to be so incredible. I'm so excited about this group. all happen to be women, all have to be happen to be deeply intuitive, powerful women. And it's just going to be incredible. So again, don't be sad about missing out on this one, because there will be another and there'll be so much more in store. So just stay tuned, but I'm really excited. And it's amazing. It's funny because it starts next week. And when I launch this, like we'll already had like a day or so. And so I'm just even now projecting into the future. I'm like, wow, it's going to be amazing. Like my face hurts from smiling. So anyways, okay, now we're going to get into it. Actually, it was the day before my birthday where I had a session with my psychiatrist. So that was on the 21st. And my anxiety has been really, really intense. I would say the intensity began in September, where a lot of changes were going on just personally and with my business. And I would say I like really hit a rock bottom, like September, October, November were some really, really difficult months for me. December was pretty sweet. I mean, it was good. And then January was also intense too. Like I loved January, but you know, so much happened in January where I moved, which was, it's like high highs and low lows where I moved. And then I dealt with like a scammer and I lost a lot of money when already money, like, and moving and building a spiritual practice is already straight. It feels really straining on the finances. I got my heart broken. I was really hurt by this guy I was seeing. I was not expecting that to happen. And just a lot in my personal life too, just a lot of intensity. And I'm someone where I sometimes don't give myself enough credit, whether it's for the high highs or the low lows. Wow, that was really awesome, Alexandra. Like, you're magical as hell. Or the other side where it's like, wow, that's really, really hard. This has been really, really challenging. And I think it's because I really have, you know, we all have our things where we're working on our depth and width of patience for different experiences in life, right? That's like a kind way to put it. And one of the things I'm working on having more patience for is when people brood, like really brood and like wallow, and they want the whole town to be a part of it. And like, they really like, it feels like they've sucked the air out of the room and you're just like, oh my God. Like, so I almost sometimes do the opposite where I just want to move through it so fast and hard and like, you know, just get out of the brooding. But then that doesn't allow me to actually be uncomfortable and really be in the discomfort and be like, this is really challenging. And just letting myself own it for like a hot second. And whether that's even like a day or two, and just letting myself be in it and then moving through it, moving with it, dancing with it. So, you know, I had, you know, my beautiful session with my psychiatrist and I was doing a lot better. For sure. The update was, you know, I was smiling that day, really, really upbeat. You know, February is my birthday month. I'm all about it. I always feel really, really good in my birthday month. And also because I am so intense about my birthday. I love celebrating myself. I love bringing people together. Like I just love celebration. And I love just also the energy of February. There's something like, it doesn't feel like the depth of winter to me. And maybe that's just because like, I'm such a silly goose. Like February, my favorite color is pink. Like it's just the energy, the colors, like, I don't know. And also I'm so deeply fortunate. Like I live in a beautiful place too. So like the weather's been getting nicer and Puxuani Phil didn't lie. He was on to something, guys. So I was doing better. And The session before was pretty challenging. Actually, funny enough, it was on February 12th or 13th. And that's when I was really, really challenging with anxiety. And I, you know, came to him with kind of all that I was going through. And he diagnosed me with OCD. And the OCD that I really deal with is just with my anxious thoughts. And it's crazy because you think, like, as a psychic medium, you're like, what do you mean? Like, you can control, control your thoughts. And that's where I kind of see some humor in this. Like, it's so funny. Like, I'm a psychic medium. And what's even funnier, too, and I guess kind of badass, is, like, I am so insanely, stupidly clairaudient. It's insane. And apparently it's not, like, a very common one. And so that's what's so funny and cool at the same time, is where I have this crippling anxiety that I don't want to eat and I can't get out of the house. And my anxious thoughts, I truly cannot control them. But then my clairaudience is so strong. So it really forces me to do what I can to turn the dial down and be like, who is speaking to me? Is it me, my anxiety, or is it my higher self? Is it spirit? But to be honest, it's hard. It's difficult. And there's a lot of either, like, you're lying or you're super lucky. Cause to be honest, I've heard people, they're like, I just go for a walk and I feel good. I'm like, honestly, that is so great. I would say I wish I was you, but I have the cards I'm dealt. So I don't want to speak against myself. But that is not me. If you've been listening to my podcast for quite a bit, I am so gung-ho and so passionate about food, and I spend money on the cleanest food I can buy because that's just, like, a life passion of mine. I do everything I can with the resources I have. I do my absolute best. Obviously, I have my limits and I have places where I'm still not perfect, but I do everything I can, try my best to live a very non-toxic, low-toxic life. I get up first thing in the morning and I get sunshine in my eyes. I read, I sit with spirit, I channel write, I do self-reiki, I work out, I drink water, like I take my supplements, like I do so much. And that's when I kind of realized, I'm like, wow, like this really is something that I really, really need assistance with. And I'm so okay with that because there's a point where you can only do so much, so, so much. And I feel like that's a whole other episode with, like, kind of burnout when it comes to the anxiety and obsession with controlling every aspect of your environment, because there's not a whole lot we can control. There's only so much. So anyways, I feel like I'm going off topic, like, here and there and digressing, but I think it's adding some magic again. I feel, like, really connected to spirit right now, and it's all feeling really flowy and juicy. So I'm just going to say it's all making sense. And so the week prior, you know, he diagnosed me, and it really made a lot of sense, and it really resonated with me. And I felt so much relief, to be honest, because, you know, I'm like, what's wrong with me? Like, why can't I, like, control? Like, why can't I control this anxiety like maybe others can, or like what I see on Instagram, like others can and I can't. And so a week into it, I'm on a new type of medication that really, really helps. And I feel so much better. And I've been on it for the last, like, 2.5 weeks. And we're talking, I'm like, I feel so much better. I feel great. It's just easier. And I'm able to literally choose my thoughts. And it's so funny because part of me is, like, nervous to share this, but maybe as I share this, you will feel seen, even if it's one person that feels seen. But again, also another, you know, kind of avenue of me sharing that psychic mediums aren't, like, these gifted, perfect humans. Our soul just chose to do this work in this lifetime. And that doesn't mean that we're excused of being dealt certain cards. And I don't think we should be ashamed of that. And I also don't want to live with shame in this, because then that's not fair on me. That's not fair on my spirit. That's not also fair on my ancestors. Because obviously, like, this is a strain that maybe came from a great, great, great grandma and a beautiful grandmother who is in spirit, who is the one that, you know, I have what she said tattooed in my arm, and she's a beloved spirit guide. And my business, you know, branding and name and everything is literally inspired by her. She definitely had my mom, and I believe she had bipolar disorder, but it was like untreated. So like, it, you know, it runs in the family. And so to talk shame within myself, I'm shaming my family. And that's just, I don't jive with that. That's just not fair. It hurts my heart. So anyways, I have my session with him and I'm like, wow, I'm doing so much better. And I'm quite literally able to choose my thoughts and like control my thoughts. And it just feels amazing. Because yeah, I'm just able to be so much more present and show up. And so then he kind of started talking about these concepts. And so first he started talking about the body and the spirit. And to give context to kind of why this man is the way he is so he's from Egypt. And he was starting off by saying, I'm reading this book right now that's talking about, you know, medicinal practices in Egypt. And really what it's saying, which is, you know, alike to Eastern medicine, is they separate the body and the spirit. So if something is going on, like you're experiencing something, whether it's like, you know, me, anxiety, depression, or you, say like you broke your ankle or something, the Eastern philosophy is to say, my, you know, something is going on with my body, and this is nothing to do with my spirit or my soul. And I love that. And first I'm like, all right, I feel you, because then he started Western philosophy and how Western philosophy doesn't separate the body and the spirit. It's together. And so at first I say this, but I kind of stop myself and digress from this, because at first I was like, oh, that makes sense, like blended, whatever. But then he goes on to say, in Western philosophy, when something goes wrong, whether it is with anxiety or it's like you broke your ankle, we turn to what's wrong with me. And now you can already see why that is so damaging and how damaging that can be to your sweet, sweet heart. Because I even think back at all what I've been speaking about on my podcast and just in my platform in general, that we are already whole and our spirit is so pure. So to say that what's wrong with me, we're saying something is literally wrong with our soul, our spirit, our essence, and that is far from it. Our soul and our spirit is, yes, integrated with our body, and our body is like kind of the human. It's almost like our soul is like, you know, kind of the beautiful energy that is, you know, like around, how do I put this? Because for some reason I was kind of imagining like bumper cars, like our human body is like the bumper car, where it's the physical vessel that like feels the bumps and the turns and the scrapes, but it's our soul that endures. And that's also where he was really getting at, is he was like, our body is the vessel that is here on this earth that represents the human, and the human is imperfect, and the human experience is so special that we were given this gift of being incarnated, yet also being, you know, being connected to our soul, our spirit, that our soul and spirit is what helps us endure the human experience. Because the human experience, not only is it filled with joys and magic, it's also filled with pain and suffering. So the spirit allows us to endure. And when we begin to view the body and the spirit as separate in the context of, oh, nothing's wrong with me. My body is experiencing something and I need to take care of my body. And know that you have this beautiful spirit that helps you endure and that you are so much greater than this body and then this 3D realm. You are able to transcend the pain. You're able to transcend, like, even this need for control. And I loved that so much. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so grateful for him, is he's not like traditional, unfortunately, psychiatrists that we hear about that overprescribe and really do a lot of pain to innocent people. And he's very, very spiritual. So he understands how to connect with me and vice versa. And then this part was super, super profound. And I was really taken back by this, because this is, I think, one of the reasons why is because we see this in the spiritual industry, unfortunately. This does not sound unfamiliar to me. And maybe that's probably why we feel like shit sometimes, where it's like, why can't I manifest this? Why can't I seem to get my shit together when it comes to this pattern? Why am I so triggered? So he started talking about control, and he's like, that's also a huge problem in Western society, is that they have sold us on this idea of control, that we can control everything. We can control every aspect of our lives. We can control our community. We can control our environment. We can control all of our emotions. We can control the weather. We can control our destiny. And he kept saying how damaging this is and how just untrue it is. It's so, so untrue. It's so false. And how it just really eliminates the concept and the purpose of this human experience is it's not about control. We're not meant to control every aspect of our life. And like, yes, there are parts of like this work as a psychic medium where it's like, I would say it's not about really controlling. I would say it's really about navigating and doing your best, navigating with grace and faith. Because control then gets really like white knuckled, and control has this idea of expectation and you really feeling not great about yourself, being in this low self-worth void and bubble because you couldn't control your destiny. And it's so funny because I don't know how else to share this, but I'm like, I don't want to like rat him out, because he's like my boy. So anyways, this is what was really, really fascinating. I'll try to share this in like the best way I can. It wasn't anything bad. He was pretty much saying like, you know, a long time ago, there was this one, you know, someone who wanted to see me, and they are this kind of motivational speaker who speaks to high level executives about, you know, just taking charge of their life kind of thing. And he wanted to see me because they wanted me to prescribe them Xanax. And he's like, okay. And so, you know, this person gives their reason why they need Xanax. Like, oh, I just need to relax and my flights and stuff. And I was kind of going on about this program that they do that they've created. And so my psychiatrist asks this trick question, which I thought was honestly so hilarious. But it just goes to show, like, this utterly terrifying theory that has been sold to us about control and, like, who we're listening to and who we're paying to listen to. So my psychiatrist goes, okay, so can you control your parasympathetic nervous system? Not that I knew this off the top of my head, but my psychiatrist goes, for the record, you can't. It's literally impossible. It's not a system you can control. It's an involuntary system. But this person said, yes, I can, with XYZ and this step of my program, you can get to blah, blah, blah. And it's just, honestly, I'm speechless, and it's hard because the word I want to say is, like, sickening, because that just makes me sad. And that I couldn't imagine what this human being is going through to believe that, like, that, like, something is just sad there. Something's wrong. And this person is getting in front of and being paid a lot of money to be in front of high-powered executives. And no wonder people feel so much pressure to perform, to succeed. And no wonder people are going through so much pain. And not that I want to get morbid, but there's been a lot of tragedy with, like, people feeling they don't belong in this earth anymore because they can't live up to the pressure. They can't live with the pressure. They can't control their outcomes. They believe something is wrong with them. And again, I know that is heavy, but I believe that's kind of, like, the best way I could put it, because that's how far this concept goes. It gets to the point where it can really, really hurt us. And it made me feel really seen when he said this, because, yeah, I was feeling really down and out about myself. I'm like, why can't I simply control my emotions when I'm someone who I do this work? I should be able to have more authority and feel better, but I simply throw my hands up, and I need this kind of, I guess, Western medicine support, modern medicine support. Well, you know, what you call it, I guess. And he said, you know, my psychiatrist, he's like, that's just not the case. You're not meant to control every part of your life. Yes, you can really be an authority and be in the driver's seat of how you respond and how you wake up and what you do that day and really make the changes within you, and the changes happen, and you can set goals and intentions, but this idea of controlling your destiny is really dangerous. And that's just something I just was so in awe of, because, again, we're seeing this in the spiritual industry. I feel like I'm seeing this a lot, and I've been feeling kind of bad about myself. I'm like, why can't I manifest this as fast as them? Like, what's wrong with me? And you know what? I probably say this, and no doubt you felt this way too. And I think that's why I feel so called to share this episode. And I want you to know that we are all given these cards, and we can't control the things that happen to us. I mean, even, like, the tragedies, like the pains that we go through, like someone being physically harmed or emotionally harmed, mentally harmed, something, like, you can't, like you didn't choose it. Like, you didn't actively choose it. And, like, that was out of your control. But what's in your control is how you can be strong from it, how you can grow from it, how you can tap into your beautiful, pure essence and endure, because that is your true essence. and your body is the brave, courageous bumper car that is taking on the bruises, taking on the scrapes and the bumps for you. And it's not the truth. Your spirit is the truth. I really love this episode. It's really, really powerful. And it's landing with me as I like sit in the energy of it. And I really hope it's landing with you. And I really hope this is helping you. And so to continue, you know, to kind of go into control, he said, listen, so, you know, you can even look at generations of your ancestors and go into, let's say your mom's side. And, you know, your grandma, your great grandma, your great grandma, your great, 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 blah, blah, blah. And let's say there is a strain of OCD in your great, great, great grandma. And it happened to leap onto you. You didn't control that. You can't control that. That's a card you were dealt. And, you know, and then he was explaining the processes in the brain down to the proteins and the chemicals release and blah, blah, blah. He's like, you can't control that. And I think that's also something it made me feel so at peace, because I think that's where I've gotten a little wigged out with watching this wellness industry get to a place where, like, to do all these things to control everything, like aging and anxiety. And yes, like, there's so much beautiful things out there that I'm so about. I'm like, synapse. I'm so here for it. I'm so here for the longevity game. I'm so here for going back to the medicine of our ancestors, of the planet, of Mama Gaia, of our spirit, of connection, of source. Like, I'm about it. I'm about the simple medicines. But then it can get really, really harmful when, like, for instance, I've been there where I'm like, why can't I do this, like, sauna, cold plunge, like, you know, go on a walk and meditate and my anxiety is gone? Like, why can't I take, like, magnesium and my anxiety's gone? Like, it's not that simple for all of us. And I think that's where there's also this beautiful part of life where there's this calling to integrate. And I kind of realized that the other day where I think there's so much fear mongering in the world where it's like, oh my God, if you can't control that, or if you get that outcome, like, you're screwed. Or like, if you have these cards, like, you're screwed, and like, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's nothing you can do, and like, blah, blah, blah. Or if you like do just something that's like not healthy enough or something, that it's just totally, totally bad and you're doing it so wrong. And it's so interesting because there's a lot of like big pharma, big ag, like FDA, EPA, like there's a lot of things where I'm like, that shit is so shady. Like, fuck Bill Gates, dude, that guy, like, I can't. Like, I, like, it really, really revs my freaking engines. But then here I am, I need to take pharmaceuticals, and that, I could say, like, that speaks against, like, what I stand for. However, I have to accept that and live life integrated. That there comes a point where we need to actually acknowledge and accept that these things in our lives are tools. And they're created for a reason. They're created to help us move forward. And not everything is so bad. And if we're always, if I lived my life totally stressed and mad at myself for taking support for my OCD and anxiety, I mean, like, I'm doing myself no favors. So that's when I really realized, wow, like, I need to be, like, okay with coexistence in, like, everything. coexistence in, let's say, like toxic chemicals. I do my best to avoid them, not buy them, but holy shucks, I can't avoid it in every aspect of my life. Like, we're going to eat out. I'm sure there's something going on. We're going to go to a doctor's office. They're burning a toxic candle. Jeez, like, okay, like, you know, you go to someone's house and they serve you food that's like out of a box and it's like Quaker Oats. Like, there's only so much you can do. And when you just kind of, hey, you know what? Like, this is what we're given. And this is a meal that someone so loving made me. This is support that I need right now. And I'm in this doctor's office and I'm not going to make a fuss and have them like blow out this candle. Like, probably everyone else is enjoying it. Just, I don't even know if this is making sense, but I think it is. I'm going to be confident in that. That we need to accept that we cannot control everything. And we just need to allow not only ourselves to live, others to live and be on their journey. But even I kind of use this like Reiki principle is I recognize the equal great bright light and life force within that other thing or person. So for instance, this is like such a silly example. Like, it's really silly, but this is how far my anxiety has gone. And like used to be, I would say actually used to be. So I was recently in San Francisco and I quickly visited a friend for like a couple hours and she was like, hey, do you want some soup? I'm going to make some soup. I'm like, absolutely. I was starving, first of all. And it was like not high quality soup, like whatever. It was like out of a box. And you know what? Or no, it was no, the soup was good. It was like the seasoning that was in the soup and like it had these ingredients that I'm like, you know, I wouldn't choose to eat or buy. And I would say even a year ago, I would have been like, no, 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 thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you. And I'm like, you know what? This sweet, sweet friend, I haven't seen her in like probably 2 years. And she's also European. So food is like a love language. Food is a connector. And I was like, I don't think it would be very polite if I rejected this bowl of soup. And so first I'm like, you know what? You're hungry and you need to eat and you're going to have something to eat. Second of all, your body knows what to do with this food. You are healthy and the body is resilient and beautiful and you're going to eat this soup. And what's going to happen is what's meant to happen. And your body is going to just do the thing it's meant to do, is process the goods and process out the toxins. But also witnessing, again, this sounds like so funny, but witnessing like the equal life force that I have with this soup, that this soup, if we just label everything as so bad all the time, it's like, then yeah, it probably won't do us any good. So, and I think that's what can get really contradicting on my end is like, again, I am very, very passionate because I learn a lot about it. I actively learn a lot about it. And I actively want to support farmers and growing organic. But yeah, there are times where it's like I can't control exactly what is going to be put in my mouth again, because like I'm at this friend's house. I'm not going to text her and be like, can your soup actually be like organic? And can you actually use this kind of oil? And can you actually use this kind of like what? Like, I'm sorry, no. And so when it's in the moments where it's out of your control, witness the equal life force in this experience, in this person, in this substance, in this object, in this food that you're going to eat. And be like, I witness you. I see you. I think that's honestly the meaning of namaste, right? Like, the light in me sees the light in you. And I think that's when a lot of the stress and pressure begins to melt. And that's how I've been also observing, you know, people in my life who have hurt me, who have hurt my heart, environments, or again, like even like technology, like with my computer and with my phone, like there's a lot of, you know, we know like EMFs and radiation and whatnot. But I'm going to be honest, those big ass AirPods that are frying my brain, I love music. And maybe that's one of the reasons and telltale signs that like I'm very clairaudient. I love music. I need to be fully swallowed by music if I'm listening to it. So I'm like, I'm going to get those big boy headphones. And so what I do with these headphones is I send some Reiki to the headphones and to my phone. And I really kind of engage in this communication of my life force sees your life force. And I'm grateful for the medicine you give me. I'm grateful that you bring me sound waves and vibrations and healing and joy. And you allow me to move through life. And I ask that I receive all the benefits and none of the side effects. Like I really take the time and set this intention. And I think that's really the absolute best thing you can do when it comes to what you can't control. And I know sometimes it's hard to kind of take yourself out of it and be like, okay, I got to set an intention. But like, if you can, even if it's for like 30 seconds, you're like, you know what? This isn't my favorite thing to do. This isn't my favorite situation. You know what? Like, I'm surrounded, you know, this room has, you know, just or like whatever situation. How can you find and discover and witness and honor the equal life force within it as you have as well? Wow, it's so funny because I only intended on talking about like the two points in my session, but it just like went way deeper. And again, I'm just going to trust that because this episode is like fully channeled from source and it just feels so good. And I feel so connected and grounded and I just feel so, so good right now. So anyways, I hope you feel seen in this episode. I hope you feel comforted. I hope this episode resonated with you, and I hope this is an episode you want to re-listen to, or you want to share, or you just remember. I love you dearly. I love you so much. Your support, your ears, it means the world to me. You have no idea, like the fact that I get to do this and sit with a microphone in my hand and share the growing pains and the magic, because magic is meant to be shared. It's not meant to be kept all for yourself. And I love that I get to share it with you guys. Again, if you haven't already, make sure to follow this podcast wherever you love to listen. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at themodernmedium_. DM me. I am so here to chat with you. Email me at hello@themodernmedium.co. And if you are looking for ways to work with me, head to my website at themodernmedium.co. And I am so excited. I love you, oodles and noodles, and I'll see you next time.